with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go? You don't know what you got till it's gone. It'd be a paradise, put up a fucking line. You took all the trees and put them in a tree museum, and to charge the people a dollar and a half to leave them. No, 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 don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone. It'd be a paradise to put up a fucking lie.
It's the Henry Rain Show here on WWPR 1490 AM in the studio with Alan Cross. And Alan, we have moved from the local to the national, and we will just talk about the global in a little bit. We're going to experiment and go to our first Facebook Live attempt here. It's something we had been planning. I don't know, it's been almost 2 months we've been doing the show here, but I said we'll be Facebooking Live.
This
we'll be
great.
Live streaming. Yeah, everybody will be able to see the comments coming up here. Well, everything has its own growth curve.
Yeah, my headset keeps going dead on me over here. This is amazing. We've got a big note over this. Is all the microphones work? Why are they don't all work? We've already been through that. So anyway,
yeah.
Was that, did you have me turned on?
There's a lot to be said for testing before you go on the air.
Exactly. Nah, we don't want to get into that. Now, I would like to say just stay locally for just a second, Henry, before we go to the flip spinner, because
sure.
I can't wait to see this thing. Where is the Manatee County Commission meet? Where do they meet? What building? When the people want to go down to this 130
State Road 64.
State Road 64
is one way, paired lanes, paired streets. The westbound lane is the old Manatee Avenue,
right?
Or still Manatee Avenue. And as you come into town from US 41, the county administration is the 9-story building that is at the corner of 12th Street West and Manatee Avenue. You
okay.
go in the main entrance there on the front. There's a parking garage to the back of the administration building that you access from 10th Street. You would go north on 10th Street, past Manatee Avenue street light, and then you turn left into the building if that's the way you're coming. But anyway, there's a big public parking there. There's also public parking a couple blocks to the south on 12th Street. So that's how you can do it, and I would suggest if you plan on going, you aim a little bit earlier than the 1:30 time. And
well, I was just thinking maybe I'll take my trusty recorder down there. Maybe we can get some.
Are you off that day?
I'm off that day.
You're not saving lives at the hospital?
No. I've actually got a couple of days off next week. I was thinking, well, we can do what we did with the Jerry Springer interviews, and maybe we can get some decent sound bites to put on the show. In here.
And phones give much more decent sound bites now.
Exactly.
There is not enough local coverage of the different kind of meetings. I remember, you probably do too, the local newspapers used to cover city council meetings. And,
oh, sure.
And the local paper does, but it struggles, like all the newspapers, not because of the quality of the newspaper. It's just...
Well, I tell you, who's done an excellent job, and obviously they have a vested interest, have been the island papers out there. And they have really covered... the situation with the developers and...
The Islander?
The Islander, yeah. The Islander has a son.
I think the Anna Maria Sun, too.
Sun, yep. So they've got a vested interest, so they've done a real nice job in the last few weeks regarding this. Okay, now, so the flip spinner. Is that where we're headed?
No, we're going to hold that for a couple more minutes.
Oh, man.
So I want people to get logged onto Facebook and so they can actually see us in action here, and then I will get set up, and we'll see how this goes. And I found it very disturbing seeing what I look like on Facebook Live, but I'm willing to make that sacrifice for the show here.
I do have to get in the makeup a little earlier on the next time shave.
But it's 100 days for the President Trump's administration. Let's take a walk down memory lane.
The president, in this short period of time, has done what we've done.
January 20th.
That says it all. No president has ever done what he's done.
There's no doubt about that.
I didn't mean to interrupt that quickly, but I think there'll be more opportunities, too. And certainly just signal if there's something you want to comment on, Alan.
Well, I'm sure.
2017. This American carnage stops right now.
This was the largest audience to ever witness an inauguration, period.
Okay, right there.
Yeah.
I mean, we have gotten to the point where we just take this. There's one more quote here that really sums it all up. Let me get that in here.
On Spicer gave alternative facts.
Withdrawal.
The age of alternative facts, Alan.
Ah, yes. Yes. Why couldn't we have had that when we were beating up on Catherine Harris?
We didn't need alternative facts.
No, we didn't. That was just plain old truth.
Where is Catherine these days?
I don't know.
I think she was involved in bringing the rowing World Rowing Championship.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I did see it. It's a wonderful venue out there. I'm excited to be able to go out there and see some of that. You know, there was a big thing on one of the social medias about the fact that a bunch of psychiatrists got together and said that President Trump is a narcissist and he's delusional. Now, I don't know why they would think he was delusional. All you have to do, Henry, is look at the picture of the President Obama inauguration and the President Trump inauguration, and the facts speak for themselves.
And that is?
They must use a different I'm thinking camera lens or maybe a camera angle.
Smaller people.
Smaller people.
People have gotten smaller, and they're more condensed.
That's exactly it. Like the picture for when the Patriots the last time went to the White House and this time went to the White House. They're just maybe smaller football players as well.
Alternative size.
Alternative size. I hadn't thought about that.
And
size does matter.
Yes, you may have used that phrase in the past or the future.
Yes, I have.
You don't have an alternative size? Oh, well. Let's move on.
Paul from the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Federal government employee hiring freeze.
Except for the military.
Immigration is a privilege, not a right.
It's not a Muslim ban.
This is not a Muslim ban.
It's by nature not a ban.
And I am following through on my promise to appoint only the very best and the very brightest.
We're also a team. It's a great team. It's a team that gets along.
Does he have the full confidence in the president? Yes, he does.
General Flynn had misled the vice president, and I think the president made the right decision to ask for his resignation.
And the leaks are absolutely real. The news is fake.
The FBI is investigating the Russian government's efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election.
And my staff recommended recusal.
With respect to the chairman's decision to step aside from the Russia investigation.
And microwaves that turn into cameras, etc.
Yeah, when I say wiretap, those words were in quotes. That's a very important thing. But we said nothing.
I'll administer justice without respect to persons.
Congratulations.
Strong hands.
There is so much in that. We still have about 30 or 40 seconds here. So many different. It's like a thing a day.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's the word, a thing a day.
And when something really is being the focus on an issue, such as the Russians and the payouts to Trump cronies within his own circle, we blow something up.
I was thinking that exactly because I saw that in the latest poll.
Right.
Now, nothing's gotten better.
No,
we're going to
no.
talk about the funding for 1 week in a moment. He hasn't done the health care. The immigration executive order is overturned. There's another order that's been overturned. And nothing's really gotten better. No results. The stock market's better. But his approval rating's gone from the high 30s. To the low 40s, and the only thing that's happened is we've dropped bombs.
Could be a trend, but he's got a response, Henry, to the fact that the court has consistently gotten in his way of his executive orders. They said, we appreciate what you're trying to do, President Trump, but what you're doing is illegal, based on the Constitution.
Well, no, they said we appreciate it.
Well, I know, but I'm trying to be nice.
Yeah.
I'm feeling all, I don't know, it's warm fuzzy today or something. But anyway, so what's he going to do? He's thinking about disbanding the court.
Where was that?
Yeah, this was in last week's one of the social media. Thinking about disbanding the Ninth District Court, or Circuit Court. So I find it fascinating. The other thing I find fascinating is he keeps talking about these Twitter storms.
I'm going to interrupt you because I think we may actually have a caller here, but the phones are a little funny. Caller, are you there?
Yes. Good afternoon, Henry.
Lawrence, well, welcome to the Henry Raines Show.
Oh my gosh,
3.0 or something here.
Well, thank you very much for the welcome. It's nice to hear you back.
How did you discover us? We're just a voice in the wilderness
all,
on
Henry.
The station.
I know all. Henry, I was wondering, do you think it would be fair to compare President Obama receiving the Nobel Peace Prize in his first 100 days? And I was wondering if the Supreme Court justice that President Trump just put in place was an accomplishment. I'd like you to talk on those two subjects.
Sure.
Thank you.
As far as the President Obama's award of the Nobel Peace Prize, I think if anybody could recall when the show was on the air and I was talking about that, it seemed like he was...
Well, your guest. I was wondering what your guest thought.
Well, the co-host is Alan.
The co-host.
Well, let me just turn you down for a second because I know we're going right back into the old shtick here. But I will point out that when he got the Nobel Peace Prize, I said that it was certainly premature, and his acceptance speech was rather warlike for accepting a peace prize. And Alan, you want to get in that before I turn him back up?
I just want to observe that he did say it was nice to have me back on the air, but that's okay. I really have no thoughts. I don't know enough about that particular topic, Henry.
Okay.
Although it's never stopped me before.
And yes, that was an accomplishment, getting a Supreme Court justice, but that's one. Okay.
Okay. Well, so there was one, and President Obama accepted the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yes. Why?
Yes.
He didn't. He wasn't like Bob Dylan,
so
keep him waiting.
Was that an accomplishment or not?
It's an accomplishment to win, but I don't know that it was I don't know that it was justified by what had happened. I think that was a very political and public relations move by the Nobel Peace Prize Committee.
Just wanted to compare apples to apples. First 100 days, both administrations, a stark contrast, and you wouldn't complain if President Trump won the Nobel Peace Prize now.
No more than I did with President Obama.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for the call, Arne. I just wondered if that was... We haven't even really promoted the show call-ins yet, but you're welcome to call in at 941-745-1490. As things seem to happen around this studio, we'll probably just hit the button and you'll hear the radio going through your headset. And then we'll bring your mic up and you can talk on the air, because evidently when I tried to pick him up with the Telos over here, there was a little bit of a glitch there, so we just brought him right on the air. And thanks for calling, Lawrence. We're glad you're still breathing.
Oh, I'm well, yes.
Up in the penthouse over there in the other side of the bay. Getting our signal well, I hope. All right, well, we want to get to the flip spinners. We want to get to the housing funding issue. Congress funding, rather, the government. Let's just finish these last few seconds up. We'll try and let it just run.
The NATO alliance, I said it was obsolete. It's no longer obsolete.
A life is lost. I don't believe that you can call it a success.
According to General Mattis, it was a very successful mission. It's already happened that my attitude toward Syria and Assad has changed very much.
Everybody knows exactly what happened, so
really another successful job.
The veterans have poured out their sweat and blood and tears,
and it's time that we take care of them properly.
Obamacare is a law of the land.
Nobody knew that health care could be so complicated.
You're going to get a health care vote next week?
100 days?
No. Doesn't matter if it's next week. Next week doesn't matter.
There is sort of this artificial number that gets thrown out. It's been a hugely successful first 100 days.
The wall's going to get built, folks, just in case anybody has any questions.
Sometimes I look at some of the things I'm signing, I say, maybe people won't like it, but I'm doing the right thing. And no regular politician's going to do. I don't know if you folks would do.
I totally agree with him on that one. No regular politician would do what he's done.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. No doubt about that.
So before we get to the flip centers and our test of Facebook Live here, the other thing that happened towards the end of the week here was, you know, we were facing a government shutdown, which was a little bit unusual because Republicans controlled the House, controlled the Senate, and the presidency. It wasn't the Obama era where there was just the party of no versus President Obama resisting, and the last-minute gamesmanship and brinksmanship and the give and the take, or the take and the take and the take, or on the take, whatever was going on there. What do you think, just as your observations of the Republicans in their attempt at governing, I think?
I don't think they know what they want to do. They don't want to offend the president because he is the leader of their party. But on the other hand, I think some of his approach to things are so apolitical, they don't know how to deal with it. Is he doing the right thing? They're afraid to say he isn't. But on the other hand, if they go along with him, then they're going to be right in the same mess that they've got or that he's getting in, which is lower ratings. And they've got elections coming up that they've got to win. And right now, people aren't real happy with what's going on. I've got friends that were staunch President Trump supporters, and all of a sudden they're beginning to backpedal. I had one friend on Facebook that all she could talk about was all the golf that President Obama played while he was in office. My Lord, this man should, he's already played 3 Masters tournaments by now. Is he in Florida this weekend? Is he over in...
I don't know for sure, but the odds are that he is.
Yeah. So, and then the State Department got a lot of heat for promoting Mar-a-Lago on their website, and they said that, well, they really weren't promoting it per se. They were encouraging foreign governments or foreign, dignitaries and stuff to come over and use the facilities as kind of like the Southern White House. I'm sure there's a fee for that, but they have since they've taken that that off their website. I mean, this is one big, I'm surprised we haven't got the, he likes to put his name on everything. I'm surprised we haven't got the signs being changed to the Trump White House.
Okay. This is the audio from Bloomberg News, which is certainly not MSNBC liberal or anything like that. You're going to hear the host, and you're also going to hear the first voice. There's a couple voices there. Is an executive from BlackRock Investment Group. So, again, not a bleeding heart liberal organization there. But hear what they have to say as of the announcement about the one-week funding.
We just get to the breaking news very quickly. The Senate clears a stopgap spending bill that the president is set to sign a little bit later today. So we are set to clear that one hurdle that was on the horizon. Jeff Rosenberg, let's bring in and fold in the idea that we're going to get this phenomenal tax plan. And someone explain to me, please, why the 10-year did nothing on the back of an announcement of these really big tax cuts.
Well, first, let me just correct you. We're going to clear that hurdle for 1 week. And the fact that that's a headline and that we have to debate whether or not we can keep the government open is why there's a lot of skepticism around big 86-style fundamental tax reform. It's hard to do that. And if you're having a hard time keeping the government open, it's going to be that much harder to do big structural fundamental tax reform.
You share that, John?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think they will get something done, so I think we're still optimistic that they will get something done, but the plan that came out, it seems very optimistic. I guess the strategy is to start big and then work from there. But like you say, Jeff, there's a lot of people, even within the Republican Party, that are going to have a tough time buying into this and have the deficit go up significantly because, as was said, it's all about cutting taxes, but nothing on the other side. So I think at the end of the day, something will get done, but it's going to be shrunk.
All right, that was Bloomberg News. Alan is so anxious to get to the next segment. We'll let that stand. I'm sure on cable news you can find plenty of people talking about that. But cable news is not as trendy as hip. groovy as us.
That's right.
Yeah, you can just tell when you see this picture. We're going to go live right now on Facebook. Actually, it's on my personal Facebook page because I haven't figured out how to do it on the Facebook for the show, but there is a Henry Raine Show Facebook page. You can find the podcast and things there. You can get the podcast also on demand at henryraineshow.podomatic.com, tweet at Henry Raine Show, and you can send emails to henryraineshow@gmail.com. So I'm going to hit the button here, and let's see if we go live, Alan. And it says 3, 2, 1, and I think we are live now on this. And we have – come on, Alan, you got to get in the picture here.
I am right here. Now, I'm really looking forward to this because this is just absolutely amazing.
So you have not heard of the flip spinner, the fidget spinner. I became aware of these a few days ago this week when I went into 7-Eleven to get a fountain Coke, Diet Coke, like I do all day long, and there was an empty box, and it was put on display above the food. And Stuart, I'll use his first name, down at the 7-Eleven at 59th Street and Cortez Road. So I said, well, why do you have an empty box up here? He goes, because I'm tired of people coming in asking me about this. And They've been selling that one. And then I happened to, on my way home from work another day, I stopped at the 7-Eleven on Manatee Avenue at 34th Street. And there were like four teenagers coming in to buy these things. And they, the attendant said, wow, they're just going like crazy. And then I came back that evening. See, I really am getting Diet Coke a lot of times at 7-Eleven. They have the vanilla flavoring that I like there.
There you go.
Yes. And one of the women that works there brought her teenage daughter in to switch out to get a better color of the spinner. And so the helper there who said, you want to talk about this on your radio show. So right away, the fact that he could remember that I had a radio show meant I needed to talk about it.
Head and shoulders above the rest.
Yeah. And so he said that these things are $10 a piece, that they go through 1 to 2 boxes a day, and they sell out before the day's over. So then they have to, they could sell more.
Right.
And at the one on 59th Street, they're selling two. So how are we going to do this? This is it right here. It looks like, by the way, hi to Joan out there watching.
There you go.
And anybody else that is watching, it'll tell us that. So this is it up here, and it spins. That's what it does, Alan. And USA Today did an article about these this week. So USA Today, remember Pokemon Go was a big deal?
It's a little mesmerizing, actually. If you say
yeah, well, I'm going to let you play with it in a second. But if you go to YouTube, there's videos by 12-year-olds with 2 million views about tricks that you can do with this. But it's some kind of hybrid ceramic ball-bearing thing, and it'll spin and it'll spin and it'll spin. And so here, you get to try, Alan. And hold it up there so everybody can see your first spin around the widget. And isn't that exciting? And
it's amazing. I wish I'd invented it myself. There it is.
Okay.
And I like the blue. I like the blue color.
Now let me show you something. Now, this is exciting. And when you look at the tricks on YouTube, too.
Right.
Like one of the tricks, I don't want to do it with all the valuable equipment right here, but you spin it, and then you put it in your other hand. And you spin it in the left hand. And so that's the first trick you learn, is to take it from one hand to the other, and then you put a little distance between your fingers, and you go, ch-ch-ch. And that is just, it'll keep you mesmerized for hours. Actually, on some of the informational stuff, they say this is great for autistic children. I'm not saying that's true, but it certainly is great for people that want to do no work in their cubicle. But
well, what the heck out of bubble witch, I'll tell you that.
But I'm going to get it spinning and show Alan so he can try it and get it spinning good. And if you take it like this, you learn about physics because you can feel the centrifugal force or centripetal force. I don't remember which it is. As you turn it, you try. It's fun,
so,
Alan.
So it's like a gyroscope.
Oh, you're so 1960s.
Well,
hold it up here. They got to see. Can you feel that force moving around as you turn your hand?
You literally can. And the thing I find so fascinating is just how smooth, how effortless. It's. I mean, it looks to me like. Now that is. You move it back and forth quickly.
Oh.
You can feel the force.
You've been entertained for hours, Alan. I wonder if we can get this to post down here. No, it doesn't go low enough. One of the other tricks that you can do is you can set it on a flat surface, and you can spin it on a flat surface, Alan. This $10 will keep you amused for. In fact, by the time you have 10 or 12 of them with all different colors and you get them all spinning, and if you go on YouTube, there's people spinning them on their nose. Do you want to try it on your nose?
It might break your glasses.
I
could put an eye on it, but,
Yes, and then there is a way, I haven't figured it out yet, that you can take the middle part out, and you can spin it on your finger. Or you can take, like, a pen, and you can spin it on the pen.
I have to admit, I'm a little fascinated by it. There are, on Amazon, there are just plain tops. There's all the other tops. Mm-hmm. But they're scientifically designed.
If you can find the right thing to stick in the middle that's just tight enough, and you spin it, you can spin it on the ground, and it will right itself up. Like, I think you had the word for it.
Gyroscope,
that's it. Yeah. So one of those boxes that you see at the 7-Eleven, these are $10 a piece,
And I was a sucker and bought one because I figured the guy said he knew I had a radio show and I should talk about it on the air. So I invested. It's working out to be about $1 a minute here for this.
So when you get the receipt, right? You turned it in for expenses.
It's on expenses, but I thought you meant like I was going to return it after I.
No.
I'm going to share the joy with other people with this. So
is this going to be one of those toys where you're not a good parent if you don't get like four or five of them for your kids?
Yeah, especially if you sell these, then they're definitely not good parents if they don't come and buy. The other thing, besides spinning it on your nose, you know, when I saw greatest tricks on YouTube, I thought I was going to see like old yo-yo tricks where like maybe you threw it like Captain America, you bounced it off the wall, it spun in on the ground in front of you, and then you kicked it up and grabbed it behind your back or something. Don't be looking for that. But the other thing that I saw was the ceiling fan trick. And I just want to say that before we wrap this up. So you take this out of the home. Actually, he had a long stick.
Mm-hmm.
He got it spinning, and he balanced it on the long stick, and he held it up like here's the ceiling, and he held it up like this, and it spun on the ceiling because he was holding the stick up there. That is one of the greatest tricks of the flip spinner, the fidget spinner.
This beats the heck out of those guys with the plates and the stick things. Remember those guys in the circus?
So... our first Facebook Live video here at the Henry Raine Show with Alan Cross is now in the can. I'm going to hit the button for the finish, and we'll probably even post this.
I think you ought to maybe hit the company up for some advertising money.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was another hour of our lives.
That you'll never get back on yourself.
So... it's been an interesting day. I hope all the people out at the protest at Aqua by the Bay are not only enjoying themselves but are being effective. And the 1:30 Manatee County Commission meeting this Thursday, we thank Andy Mele for coming by. Sierra Club's out there, Suncoast Waterkeepers out there, other groups. We wish them the best. And now that I put my glasses back on, now that we're not on Facebook Live anymore, so I can see what I'm doing here. And, Alan, I guess 2 weeks you'll be back in the studio?
I'll be back in the studio in 2 weeks, yes. And I may try to get down to the commission meeting on Thursday. I'm actually thinking about going and picking Joan up and heading out to the protest. She's always wanted to be in some sort of political rally or protest, and she was just a little late. She's my young wife, my trophy wife, and so she was a little late for the 60s and 70s. So maybe take her out to this political protest, and she can, like, hold a sign or something.
Yeah, just bring your sunscreen.
There you go.
All right. Well, thank you, Alan. Thanks to the audience. Thanks even to Lawrence up there with
his
contribution. I guess we'll be hearing from him again.
I have no doubt. We got to get a screener.
We'll be back next Saturday with Henry Raine. Yeah, if we could talk on the phone to the person before we put him on the air, that would work great. We'll have him come down to the studio. We'll put him on the red mic over there.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Thanks, everybody, again. We'll be back next week.